This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah says genuine landless people across the country will be identified and as far as possible, land will be distributed to them for permanent settlement. Two persons die and 27 others sustain injuries in bus accident along the Prithvi Highway in Tanahu. More than 30,000 Nepalese citizens return home from West Asia following the conflict in the region. And U.S. President Trump hopes to host Israeli and Lebanese leaders after announcing 3-week extension to fragile ceasefire in Lebanon. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has stated that the government will identify genuine landless people across the country and, as far as possible, distribute land to them and ensure their permanent settlement. Taking to his Facebook page, Prime Minister Shah clarified that the government is working to find a long-term solution to the decades-old problem of landlessness and to manage proper housing for them. The head of the government said, for the safety of those living along riverbanks and to improve the drainage system of the valley, it is necessary to permanently relocate them elsewhere. The Prime Minister said annual floods force riverbank residents in Kathmandu to flee, so relocating them to safe areas is the right of a citizen. He said settlements like Thapathali will be moved humanly without force and reaffirmed his commitment to landless management and preventing encroachment on government land. Minister for Education, Science and Technology and Government spokesperson Sushmit Pokhrel has stated that settlements of landless people along the Bagmati River are at a high risk of floods and disasters and therefore are being relocated to safer locations. Speaking at a press conference held today at the Ministry of Education to make public the decisions of the cabinet meeting, Minister Pokhrel said that the relocation of settlements is being carried out as a part of the disaster preparedness. He said settlements will be relocated through coordination, not force, with a long-term plan to identify genuine landless people and resettle them safely. The government also announced 1 million rupees relief for the family of Nepali student Bipin Joshi who died in Gaza while studying in Israel. Two people have died in a bus accident that occurred this afternoon at Shera Shukla Gandaki Municipality 7 along the Prithvi Highway in Tanahu. The identities of the deceased are yet to be confirmed, according to Deputy Superintendent of Police Shravan Kumar BK of the District Police Office. The accident happened when a passenger travelling from Pokhara to Bhairava went out of the driver's control and overturned on the road. A total of 27 injured passengers were taken to GP Koirala Respiratory Treatment Centre in Belchautara, Shukla Gandaki Municipality 5 for primary treatment. They were later referred to Manipal Teaching Hospital and Annapurna Hospital in Pokhara. Three injured are still undergoing treatment at the same centre, while one with minor injuries has been discharged. Among the injured, nine are said to be in critical condition. More than 30,000 Nepalese citizens have returned home from West Asia following the conflict in the region. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs stated at a press conference today that the tension escalated after the war between United States and Iran, prompting many Nepalese working abroad and in other engagements to return home. According to the ministry, the returnees came back due to the immediate situation as well as for leave. Among them, 21,000 Nepalese returned from Qatar, said Ramkazi Khatka, chief of the ministry's Middle East, West Asia and Africa division. Khatka also informed that efforts are underway to secure the release of Nepalese citizen Amrita, who was detained along with a vessel in Iran's Hormuz area during the conflict. The ministry said he is expected to be released soon. The Nepal Medical Council has simultaneously revoked the license of 17 doctors. Council Registrar Dr. Shatish Kumar Dev said it scrapped the license of 17 doctors holding foreign citizenship. Such decision was taken confirming that these doctors acquired foreign nationalities in countries such as the United States of America, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, Portugal and Hong Kong. The government has issued a directive to not nominate any government employees for foreign visits for next 3 months. Issuing a circular, the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers directed all ministries, commissions and agencies to make the arrangement. The Prime Minister's office has issued the order in the context when the 100-point governance reform approved as per the government's earlier decision is being emphatically implemented. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना कर दे
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लीडे
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनु होस् हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुस् डेटा चलाउनुस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकम को इन्टरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारू गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Snow cover across the Hindu Kush Himalayan HKH has fallen to 27.8% below the long-term average, breaking last year's record low and marking the fourth consecutive year below normal snow persistence. This is stated in the Snow Update Report 2026 released today by the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development, ICMOD. The continued decline indicates a widespread loss of seasonal snow in the Himalayan region, threatening water security for nearly 2 billion people dependent on its major river systems. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump says he hopes to host Israeli and Lebanese leaders in the near future after announcing a 3-week extension to the fragile ceasefire in Lebanon, which was due to expire on Sunday. President Trump said he is under no pressure to end his war with Iran, though time is limited for Tehran. A third U.S. aircraft carrier has arrived in the Middle East. The USS George H.W. Bush joined the USS Gerald R. Ford and USS Abraham Lincoln in a massive build-up for naval firepower. Meanwhile, Iran's semi-official Mirror News agency says the Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi will begin a round of visits to Pakistan, Oman and Russia, starting this evening for bilateral consultations. NATO says there is no provision for member states to be suspended or expelled from the military alliance after a report said the US could seek to suspend Spain over its Iran war stance, according to the BBC. Reuters quoted a US official who said an internal Pentagon email had suggested measures for the US to punish allies it believed had failed to support its campaign. The email also suggested reviewing the US position on the UK's claim to the Falklands Islands in the South Atlantic, which are also claimed by Argentina. A NATO official told the BBC that the organization's founding treaty does not foresee any provision for suspension of NATO membership or expulsion. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions and mainly fair in the Tarai. There is also possibility of light to moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah says genuine landless people across the country will be identified and as far as possible, land will be distributed to them for permanent settlement. Two persons die and 27 others sustain injuries in bus accident along the Prithvi Highway in Tanahu. More than 30,000 Nepalese citizens return home from West Asia following the conflict in the region. And US President Trump hopes to host Israeli and Lebanese leaders after announcing 3-week extension to fragile ceasefire in Lebanon. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.